This is episode 1759. Welcome to the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored you are here as you get ready to give yourself permission to slow down. How are you doing today? If you've been following along with this week's meditation series, congratulations to you, because this is the final episode of this 7-part series to manage addiction. It's such an important topic, and it's important to keep the conversation going around addiction, whether or not you yourself may be addicted to a harmful substance, or a loved one is addicted, or maybe you have a mild addiction to where you can't seem to stop checking for text messages on your phone, for example. Even your more mild addictions, as we've discovered throughout this series this week, train your brain and actually change your brain, the pathways in your prefrontal cortex, and this can predispose you to more harmful, destructive addictions. Well, you've also discovered this week that meditation is one of the best ways to strengthen the prefrontal cortex of your brain. So, as you meditate consistently, you are able to create new neural pathways in your brain. And the research shows that it takes as little as 2 weeks of consistently meditating for 10 or 15 minutes a day to begin to notice that you respond differently to stress triggers. And it's usually the stress triggers that are causing you to self-soothe with your addiction. So, throughout this week, you have learned a different meditation technique in each episode to help you manage, avoid, or pull out of an addiction. So, in today's episode, your meditation technique for today is to bring that awareness of how you are feeling to the events in your life, how you're responding emotionally to those events. And when you do this on a regular basis, I recommend you do this every day. I'll be guiding you, getting you set up on how to do that in today's episode. And I do encourage you to do it every day. The Dalai Lama is reported to do this same technique every night before he goes to bed. So I encourage you to do it too, because when you are in touch with your emotions and what causes you to feel stress, then you are able to begin to notice when you're getting stressed, and you can soothe yourself instead of relying on an addiction. So you get in touch with yourself instead of numbing out or negating how you feel. So you're honoring yourself. And when you do this, especially if you could do this same process that I'll be sharing with you with another person, this can really make a big difference in how you communicate with others, and what a way to improve your relationships. It works wonders. So, before I leave you with the final episode of this series, I want to share with you a little insight about how to communicate with people who are suffering from addiction. That may be you, and you may agree that yes, you wish someone could communicate with you in this way. But in case you are dealing with addictions with loved ones, or really anyone you notice who has an addiction, whether they are a loved one or not, here are some suggestions for you. And this is from a book called Mental Health Emergencies by Michelle Hart. And in the book, she talks about how when you were experiencing the stress, the overwhelm, the addiction, the depression, you are at a deep, dark time in your life. And so people who are experiencing this, they are just barely surviving. They are not thriving. And the most important thing you could do for them is to be present, to simply be there to listen. And she says something, listen with your ears, not with your mouth. And this is important because a lot of times we feel helpless, so we want to reach out and help and solve the person's problems. But what the person needs is someone just to be there with them in their pain. She also suggests not meeting someone at the emergency level of their state. So don't meet them on the level they are at. Meet them at your level where you're feeling healthy, you're feeling strong and calm, and share this with them. Meditation helps you to be calmer and more at peace. So practice the peace and stillness of your meditation when you're with someone who's in distress, mentally and emotionally. There can be a lot of shame around addiction. There can be shame around depression and anxiety or any mental condition. But there's no reason to feel this way. In fact, I was reading some interesting information about how your body and brain can become allergic to certain stresses. And this is what can cause a person to become depressed or to become addicted. There are so many interesting philosophies about what contributes to and what can prevent and manage and overcome addiction. Do what works best for you. Listen to your inner wisdom. And when you do this, the more you do this, the more you are able to honor yourself and to soothe yourself so that you're not relying on any substance or habit to mask or numb out your emotions. Know that our full half-hour guided meditations are on the Sip and Om meditation app. You can try it for 2 weeks, free access to over 1,700 guided meditations. And you also get a few extra bonus tools when you are on the app. You get a daily journal reflection question, as well as a slowdown guide with the day's technique on it. So each day's different meditation technique is chronicled there on a slowdown guide, so you can easily refer to it when you want to calm your mind and body. So again, it's the Sip and Om meditation app, and I invite you to try it for 2 weeks free. So settle yourself down and get ready to meditate. And as you calm your mind and body, your technique is to reflect back over your week and notice when you felt uplifted. And notice what triggered you to feel good or uplifted. Maybe there was a certain meditation technique that worked really well for you, or maybe something exciting happened to you at work or in your family. Reflect on what was great about your week, and then reflect on what was challenging and what triggered that challenge. Notice what you could have done differently for a better outcome. So this is taking a look back on your week, becoming aware of the stress triggers you experienced and how you handled them and what worked and what didn't work so well. It's a simple yet powerful technique. I've so enjoyed sharing this week's Manage Addiction Meditation Series with you. As always, you are so worth slowing down for.